Voice of the customer. The primary driver for any transformation should be the customer. Customer needs, desires, and expectations underlie many of the external factors discussed so far and should be considered the ultimate source of drivers. This may have an obvious relationship to some factors, for example, market and industry characteristics, but it may have a less obvious relationship as well, for example, to regulatory and legislative actions. However, customers may also place direct pressure on an organization without channeling through other drivers. B2B customers may impose various mandates or strong recommendations. This means that organizations need to actively consider customer opinions along with other stakeholder feedback when initializing projects, so that work is not done on projects that will not be well received. Consumer pressure has largely been enabled through social media, where consumers can publicly air both positive and negative feedback and influence others to do the same to achieve some desired outcome or response. Organizations need an active and engaged social media presence that can engage various cross-functional partners throughout the organization in order to build, sustain, and protect their brand reputation and customer relationships. If organizations do not have realistic and practical ways to gather this feedback, they will struggle to successfully consider customer desires throughout planning processes. The most directive form of feedback is called the voice of the customer, VOC, which is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. Actual customer descriptions in words for the functions and features customers desire for goods and services. In the strict definition, as related to quality function deployment, the term customer indicates the external customer of the supplying entity. C. Design for Six Sigma, DFSS, Form Fit Function. The voice of the customer is part of a larger methodology called quality function deployment. Quality function deployment, QFD, is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. A methodology designed to ensure that all the major requirements of the customer are identified and subsequently met or exceeded through the resulting product design process and the design and operation of the supporting production management system. QFD can be viewed as a set of communication and translation tools. QFD tries to eliminate the gap between what the customer wants in a new product and what the product is capable of delivering. QFD often leads to a clear identification of the major requirements of the customers. These expectations are referred to as the voice of the customer. C. Design for Quality, DFQ, Design for Six Sigma, DFSS, House of Quality, HOQ. The VOC process may be accomplished using surveys or questionnaires. While some questions may have a value scale for customers to use to indicate ratings, a true VOC requires that respondents are allowed to provide unstructured, open feedback. The process of gathering VOC feedback may yield many valuable insights, including novel or unexpected ways in which products are being used, customer needs and expectations regarding quality, interest in proposed/new products and services, new business models, such as jet turbines being subscription-based instead of owned. For example, Pratt & Whitney's Power by the Hour subscription program. Speed, dependability, and cost objectives. Customer satisfaction. Better ways to bundle or brand offerings. Customer loyalty and retention issues. Information about competitors' products and services. As is the case with other analyses, the program should be aligned with strategic goals. Also, simply gathering feedback at one point in time is insufficient. To truly benefit the organization, the data should be analyzed, presented, and distributed appropriately to inform decision-making, and the process should be incorporated into ongoing data collection and monitoring efforts. The data should also span all applicable channels and support cross-functional efforts. In addition to informing product decisions, customer needs and expectations can help define the necessary resource expenditures, delivery times, and service levels that must be provided by the supply chain to reach targeted levels of customer satisfaction or create/maintain competitive advantage.